This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Sifting through the receipts.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Investors are knee-deep in sales figures this morning. Generally, the reports aren't as bad as some thought they would be. In fact, U.S. retail sales rebounded in April after the worst March in 13 years. It's still the discount and wholesale stores that are cashing in, places that sell essentials like milk and food. Walmart, for one, said sales of groceries, flat-screen TVs, and medications helped bump up sales by more than 3%. Target saw a similar boost. Another factor weighing on consumers has been the job market. The United States has seen four straight months of net job losses. Today, the Labor Department said the number of newly laid-off workers seeking unemployment benefits dropped by 18,000 last week, a larger decline than expected. The Dow is down 2 points to 12,811. The NASDAQ is up 1 point to 2,440. The S&P 500 down a point to 1,391. The markets were down a bit in Asia and in Europe. Best Buy is going European. The electronics giant is paying $2 billion for a 50% stake in a British cell phone retailer called the Carphone Warehouse. On Capitol Hill today, the House will probably not be voting on a massive spending package to pay for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The $195 million measure was put on hold after some lawmakers objected to how some of the money would be spent. Marketplace's Steve Henn has more.
The bill also includes cash for unemployment insurance and more money for education benefits for veterans. That's something Paul Rykoff, who runs the Iraq-Afghanistan War Veterans Association, has been fighting for years.
This is for my soldiers who didn't get to go to college. 38 guys in my infantry platoon served for a year in Iraq. Some of them were wounded. Some of them gave up their jobs back home and really put their lives and their families on the line to serve this country, and I think they deserve to go to college.
But budget watchdogs like Bob Bixby, who runs the Concord Coalition, are worried the current bill doesn't include spending cuts or new taxes to pay for these benefits.
You really have to look at the budgetary bottom line here. This is not a small amount of money by any sense.
The new GI Bill would cost $50 billion over the next 10 years, and the White House has threatened a veto. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn. For Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at thriveq.com. And by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with patient groups, first responders, and physicians to save lives lost from sudden cardiac arrest. On the web at Medtronic.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship. Online at kauffman.org.
It's time for the next part of our series, Food Fight.
In Haiti, riots over food prices.
Limiting purchases of rice.
Hey, winter wheat's up 25 cents. Corn prices.
The rise in food prices is pinching budgets around the world. But in Haiti, the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, it's been especially painful. Haiti's main staple is rice. The price of rice has jumped nearly 80% since September, sparking deadly protests that led to the ouster of the country's prime minister. This in a country that once produced all the food it needed. As Reed Lindsay reports from Port-au-Prince, many in Haiti blame the U.S. for their hunger pangs.
Food vendor Celiana Monasse sits on a cinder block in a muddy marketplace in downtown Port-au-Prince. Celiana is selling yams in the searing heat, but there are few buyers.
I put my merchandise on the ground and I didn't sell anything all day. I can't make money to eat, to drink. I'm hungry, but I don't have anything.
Yams, manioc, millet, breadfruit, all of these used to be Haitian staples, but today they're not selling well.
Most food nowadays is from Miami. All the food we eat is imported.
At the top of this food pyramid is rice, known here as Miami rice.
Lots of Miami rice started coming into the country. Even though Haitian rice was still sold, it became too expensive. Miami rice destroyed Haitian rice.
14 years ago, at the urging of the U.S. government and International Monetary Fund, Haiti slashed its tariffs and opened its market to imports. U.S. subsidized rice poured into the Caribbean nation. Rice, once so prized it was only eaten on Sundays, suddenly became cheap enough that the average Haitian could eat it daily. Haiti became the third largest importer of U.S. grown rice, and local production of rice and traditional food nosedived.
There's no rice in the mountains. Where I came from, nobody grows rice.
That's Marie-Michelle Jean. She moved here 12 years ago from the countryside when farms began to collapse. She blames cheap imported food and a government that has done little to help the country's farmers.
Farmers aren't encouraged to grow local food. Local food is useless now.
Marie-Michelle sells rice from a sack branded with a U.S. flag. She prefers yams to rice, but says because the demand for yams is weak, she makes more money selling imported food. She's dropped her prices on rice by about 20% in the last week thanks to an emergency government subsidy. But at 50 cents a pound, it's still too pricey for most Haitians. Half the population gets by on less than a dollar a day. Vegetable vendor Celiana Monase says she'll eat whatever she can afford to buy. Lately, the situation has become so desperate, people now talk about a Clorox hunger. A hunger so painful, it feels as if they've swallowed bleach.
Any food that comes, we'll eat. We'll take anything we can get. We're not well. We have nothing. We're hungry. Hunger is killing us.
Haiti's president, René Préval, promises to cut the price of fertilizer and improve irrigation for farmers. But those who are hungry now are skeptical that they'll see a change in food prices anytime soon. In Port-au-Prince, Haiti, I'm Reed Lindsay for Marketplace.
Tomorrow on Food Fight, high prices have led many back to backyard gardens. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.